We were discussing yesterday about whether Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya. And we explained, we had different Gemaras. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches Amid Beis, about lighting a fire for a blind woman, blind pregnant woman who's giving birth, because she'll indirectly feel better, implies it's Hutra, because if you assume she's not getting any direct benefit. Unless you claim the psychological benefit, it is direct, so it wouldn't be a raya. Or others want to quote the Gemara in Yuma, Pei Dalet Amud Beis, that we say that Shabbos should be violated Al Yidei Gedol Yisrael, rather than a Gentile or a Katan. So if Pikuach Nefesh was Hutra, then why not just have, if Pikuach Nefesh was Techuya, you could have a Katan or a Gaya, but then it must be it's Hutra. Others say, no, really, it is Techuya. But the reason why you're not asking a Gaya is because maybe next time there won't be one, and the person will get confused, and then will end up to be responsible for someone's death. Therefore, they quote that Gemara, and there's another Gemara. In fact, Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis as well, that it talks about using a shinoi. So, using a shinoi, it's mashma that it's tachuya, because you want to lower it to a rabbinical prohibition. And the Gemara Menachas Samach Dalet Amud Aleph about whether it's better to, you need 2 days, whether it's better to two different acts of ksira, of cutting off this one date on each one, or do you take the cut off one, or do you cut off one that has three? We're talking about a dangerous person and needs to eat it. That's what we mentioned. So we left off. There's a famous rush in Yuma, in the Perech Esim and Yudawid, we quote the dispute where many say could be totally on this issue whether it's things of Hutra or Dechuya. What's the case? Someone Techolesh Yesh Bo Sakana, and he needs to eat meat on Shabbos, but he doesn't have any. I should say there's no kosher meat available. I guess he could easily get, the case is either he could get kosher or non-kosher meat. Let's see, either he has it for some reason or he could get it from his next door neighbor. But either way, it's available to him. And, or should he go ahead and slaughter a kosher cow and go through the whole shechita? So, the Rush quotes some Rishonim who say, which seems to be the Pashtus, if at first glance, is we have the principle Hakal Kal Tchila. You violate the more minimal. So therefore, what's worth eating treif? They're both negative commandments. But Mechilo Shabbos, it's a something which involves Misa, and eating treif is a good old-fashioned whooping, makis. So therefore, he says, akal kal tchila, eat the treif. So mashma, it's dechuya according to these Rishonim, or else, why are you worried about akal kal tchila? Just go ahead and this sword of the animals. That's the brush quote. Somebody showing him like that. However, he quotes the Maram of Rutenberg, who says the opposite. It's better to slaughter the animal, do shechita on Shabbos, for the cholesh sheyesh bo sakana. He says because for a cholesh sheyesh bo sakana, it's like Tuesday. It's like a daytime. When someone's sick, implying that for Shabbos, etc. That we don't, although interesting enough, the Maharam does talk about eating non-kosher in terms of pikuach nefesh is dechuya. But it could be hold Shabbos is hutra and machoas asuras is dechuya. And that's like we saw, I think it was the Chelkas Yoav who wanted to point out, how do you reconcile a kaukau tchila with Shabbos being hutra? So by Shabbos, so Shabbos is hutra, and he was talking about Yom Kippur. So the Maharam remembering seems to say, but Macholas Atzur, as we see, so we see that distinction as well. So we have so the Rosh quotes of Macholas Rishonim. According to the first opinion, you eat the treif meat, a kal kal tchila. And according to the Maharam in Rurenberg, no, you slaughter the animal, because once you're a cholesh yesh bo sakana, so then you don't need kal kal Shabbos is hutra. You know, regarding treifas, perhaps you need a kal kal tchila. In fact, it's a machlokas among the achronim. When we talk about hutra and lechuya, so this distinction, in other words, if I say hutra, assuming we learn the machlokas that way, if it's hutra, then you could slaughter the animal, but it's like a weekday. Or if I assume you eat the meat, it's dechuya. Is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? In other words, so there's a ma'bid in the Kiryat Sefer. In Macholas Asuras, he claims that this whole Macholkes, dechuya versus hutra, is only a din d'rabbanan. And a din d'oraisa, everyone holds hutra. Which, you know, which alpi svara could be compelling. I could just thought, you know, the question being is, if it's a life-threatening situation, so therefore, of course, automatically it's mutter, but mitrabanan, they said if you can, try to minimize the prohibitions. The only things that are necessary. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Mincha Shlomo, he cites many other opinions who are cholek with the ma'bit and learns the Gemara in Yuma as a din min haTorah, that hutra and dechuya, kal kal tchila, that's a din daraisa. So the ma'bit is more of a minority view. It's only a chiluk on a hutra dechuya's distinctions only on a rabbinic level. But min haTorah, everyone holds it's hutra. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman quotes the consensus view that most assume that this is a din d'oraisa. And they point out that the Rif actually leaves out this Gemara. Because in some way, because maybe the Rif holds, I think Abadi Yosef brings this down, that the Rif doesn't quote this Gemara kal kal tchila because he holds it tutra. So he doesn't hold from it at all. He holds everything hutra. And we'd have to explain, so why do you need this Gemara? For that was a brisker pshat, that that it's only someone who's a cholesh ein bo sakana, who's a mikama cholesh yesh bo sakana. If you don't eat, so that's when we were. But if you're a cholesh yesh bo sakana, it's always hutra. And that's what the ma'bit saying, it's always hutra min haTorah. It's only midrabanan if we make, so most assume not that way. And there are other reasons. The Rush and other people quote Rishonim who say you should slaughter, do the shechita on Shabbos rather than eat the treif meat, meaning nothing to do with hutra. The Ravad believes, the Ravad believes that it's better to do the shechita. Why? Because he's assuming that you have to cook the non-kosher meat anyway. So you say if you're involved in it, if you're involving with Shabbos anyway, so you might as well just slaughter the animal. Of course, and according to him, if you have available cooked treif meat, then you should eat that. And therefore, according to Rava, it would imply then you don't, it is a dechuyah because you're going to violate Shabbos anyway. Others say it's preferable to give the meat because the person might find the meat mias, disgusting, and won't eat it, and you'll get him in a bad mood. It's going to hurt his health. Like in general, when pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to eat treif. So it's a discussion, do you make a bracha or not? So there are those who say, since it's so mias, that if it's mias to you so much, then you don't have to make a bracha. So maybe the same idea here. And also, I remember others bring down is because of timtum halev, that by the piece of meat, I guess if they discuss every kezayis you eat is another avera, in theory. But you're slaughtering, you do the avera once and that's it. So therefore they make that distinction. So they really hold kal tchila, but it's not defined in terms of the pure onesh, in terms of how many times you're going to do it. It has to do with volume as well. So that's a major machlokes among the Rishonim. The Rambam, well, people quote the Rambam in different directions because the Rambam himself, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph and Beis, when he discusses Shabbos emergencies, he writes Shabbos is Dechuya. However, he also says we should view Shabbos, Chol HaShesh Bo Sakana, we should view them as Yemei Chol, as a weekday, when we're treating a Chol HaShesh Bo Sakana. So therefore, it would depend on those viewing of the Rambam. So what is, so how do we paskin? So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch says, if a person is a cholesh yesh bo sakana, and there's only non-kosher treif meat available on Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, shin chav ches sif yudalid, that it's better to violate the Shabbos and slaughter the meat, you know, it could be based on whether it's Hutra, you know, whether it's whatever the reason being, he doesn't go into. And so the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Lamed Tes says that's only true if it's an Issa Daraisa, if it's a food which is Issa Daraisa, let's say something which involves Bishul Akam. Then it's better to eat non-kosher food midrabanan, because that would be kal tchila. And as well, the Shmir Shabbos Kehochasa, Rabbi Yeshua Nuwarth, he writes, that practically speaking, if someone's in the hospital and there's no kosher food there, and he's a cholesh yesh bo sakana, you should bring him the kosher food. Of course, as Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, but it has to be real treif. If let's say you have some hiddur, that I guess we could discuss what a hiddur is, what it isn't, whether we're talking about glatt kosher or regular, according to Svardim, it's real treif. So you get into what's the real list and what isn't. But, so then, so therefore, if you could slaughter an animal, so therefore, you're allowed to violate the Shabbos in order to bring him kosher food. And as well, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simon Shin Chavches Sif Yud Beis that you should have a gadol. Ayidei Gedolei Yisrael should violate the Shabbos, not a Gentile and not a Katan. However, the Rama adds that if it's not going to affect the outcome, then you should do it with the Shinoi. or for that matter, asking a non-Jew. So the Ramah seems to, based on this Ramah, it makes it sound like it's Tuchuyah, even though in the Ramah, in the Tshuva seems to indicate other things. But he says, if you could do Ayde Shinai. And that's the famous Taz who rejects the Ramah and says, no, you always use the God of Yisrael because you don't want people to think that you're not going to Machal Shabbos. However, interesting, the Taz agrees to or doesn't object the Ramah's point about Ashinoi. And therefore, that's the way many Paskin, if it's not going to affect what you're doing, so then you should use Ashinoi whenever possible. So, and there's an interesting Rav Moshe who says, who minimizes the Taz's Shita. It's only when it's Hatzolah Mamish that even the Taz, the only thing, if what you're doing is actually saving the life, but if you're just driving someone to the hospital, the driving itself doesn't save the victim's life, and therefore perhaps it limits the Taz to doing yourself only on specific things. And in fact, that's why, you know, during the corona, Rav Schechter, one of his Chuvis Paskin, if you have to go to the hospital and you can't use Uber or the cab, so he says you should do everything with the Shinoi. Of course, he pointed out you shouldn't drive the steering wheel with the Shinoi, but when you shut off the engine, turn things on, you know what, again, like this Ramah. And as we discussed before as well, the Shaila is, could you do non-emergency acts for the Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakana? So the Shulchan Aruch, again, Shin Chav Ches Sif Dalid, whatever we do during the week, we do on Shabbos, implying that that you would do. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah, quoting from many other Rishonim, claims that not many disagree, and he says in Shin Chav Ches Sifchan Dalid that he says when it comes to Issa Daraisa, that isn't directly benefiting, so then you shouldn't do it. But rabbinic prohibitions, it was okay, and that's the famous briskers of Chaim Soloveitchik, that no, you even violate a Torah prohibition, even for non-immersion, the famous meiser with Rav Chaim, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and the Rav was gravely ill one day, and Monday Shabbat, and the doctor came, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said to the doctor, you need some wine. He said, it can't hurt. So he told Rav Chaim told Rav Moshe to turn the light on. I assume he was near the light, or else he would have done it. So he saw Rav Moshe hesitating, so he'd screaming at him, Yuamar, you apikoris, he said. I think Rav Simcha Zelig, who was the Posek, Rav Chaim's Posek, who came over from the legend, he was there, he turned it on. So clearly Rav Chaim's against this Chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah. And as well, the Shaila comes up today, what about all these electrical appliances? So we assume, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that completing a circuit is only an Issur Drabanan, unless there's like a heated filament, an incandescent light bulb. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah would agree. And that's what Rav Schechter and others point out, and many others, that let's say a Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakana is hot, even he wants to be more comfortable, he wants the air conditioner, even though it's not going to affect his health. So therefore, yes, you could do it, but as we mentioned, the Ramah, they say you should do it with the Shinoi. therefore, to conclude with the Yerushalmi, the first halacha the Rav should teach the community is Pikuach Nefesh, because as the Yerushalmi writes, the one who asks the question, Ki'ilu Shvichas Damin, the time it takes to ask the question, the person might die. V'anishal Hareza Maguna. And the one who is asked, it's a Maguna. So that's the whole question. In general, there's the whole Machokes and the Rishonim Hutra Dechuya, and the famous mice case with the Rush, with the Maharam Murug and others, do we slaughter the animal on Shabbos or eat the treif? We seem to paskin that you slaughter the animal, and there are different degrees of why, and as well there's the Machokes Rav Shlomo Zalman, who quotes some others against and the Mabit, that whether Hutra Dechuya is only a din d'rabbanan, but everyone holds a tetra, but you say no, we most assume it's biblical, and that's why, so we have and we have the Ramah, so some want to make a distinction that could be the Machokes is Ayidei Yisroa Gedola Magai, but a Shinoi, as long as it doesn't affect them, even the Taz would agree, if it doesn't affect Hatzolas Nefashas Mamish, so then even he would agree maybe a guy should do it. And Shinoi, Lahalacha, people seem to accept that why not? If you could do it Ayidei Shinoi, it won't have any negative impact, so we do it.